This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers and ranchers need the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act extended. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or TCJA, is set to expire this year if Congress doesn't take action. Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said that letting the TCJA expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
If nothing is done, there will be a tax increase at the end of the year that will hit farmers and ranchers in the pocketbooks. Overall, ag will be taxed tens of billions of dollars more than they otherwise would, and we need to make sure that Congress does its job and makes these tax reforms permanent.
Shearer said the TCJA includes many provisions that are beneficial to lowering Americans' tax bills.
65% of American households across the country are going to see a tax increase in the trillions of dollars. Farmers and ranchers, the overall tax rates that their business income is taxed at went down. The estate tax exemption was doubled from $5.5 million to $11 million indexed to inflation. A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
There are still several steps to renewing the legislation, the first of which is the reconciliation process between the Senate and the House.
February 20th, the Senate passed its version of a budget resolution, which only dealt with some energy provisions, some border policy, and some additional defense spending. And then the following week, the House passed a budget resolution that's aimed towards having one big, beautiful bill, as Speaker Johnson and President Trump have referred to it. And so that happened on February 25th.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get those daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.